You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know.
Hi, this is Kevin Hart, former defenseman for the Dundee Stars, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome along to episode 99 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C on this absolutely Baltic night. I've got to jump on because I'm fucking freezing. But
oh, as it's cold, Junior.
It must be cold for you, seeing as he's now finally back for his holiday.
Junior, what day is this? Thursday. So a week ago, it was 23 degrees. That's all I'm going to say. 23 degrees. Ridiculous. Well, I'm back in this freezing cold. And to make it worse, I'm back on site at work. And oh my God, Junior, things are just piling up now.
Well, 23 degrees, I wouldn't care about it. Seems I never got a fucking invite.
No, you were never getting an invite.
First call out of the
just
show.
We are back.
Senior's back, finally. We do apologise. I've had numerous messages over the last 2 weeks. To be fair, calling Senior a Tenerife part-timer.
Listen, everybody knew it was going to last, so... If you're not happy, we've got a home game Saturday, Section C, row seat, CC 33. I'll be there. If you've got anything to say, come and get us.
Well,
see where the tough guys are.
I did get the offer of a couple of guests on in your place for last week.
Names.
A certain Mr. Andy McCartney and Dean Flynn again. Every time you go away, I'll do it. But yeah,
instead of Dick and Dom, just Dick and Dick.
Dick and Dom's on the ice, as in Dick the goalie and Dom Alberga. But we are back, and it's been a couple of weeks, so we're not going to go through all the games that Senior wasn't here to review. Basically, all I'll say to you is
we speak as if we've missed about 100 games.
Well, I'll tell you, we lost to Cardiff, we lost to Glasgow, we beat Fife, we lost to Manchester, and we lost to Guildford.
So, okay, there you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Big man comes back for his holidays, 3 points out of four. Says it all.
Also, though, Senior, and I'm gutted we couldn't review the games for the weekend before, because it happened again. Manchester, shorthanded goal.
Oh, God. I wonder if that had been in the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That certainly was definitely on my bingo card for that weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
Every time. Every fucking time. Manchester.
There was somebody actually put up a random sort of stat about Manchester. That there were so many games or something, we've no bit them.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know if it was true or not.
It was on Facebook. I didn't think it was as bad as that, but
listen, you say it was on Facebook, right? It was on Facebook. It was also in the supporters page, and in that supporters page, there's some piss that gets put in that. So I don't know if it was true or not.
I'm the same, man. And if you're going to post in the supporters page, right? Put real information up, like Gus, right?
Oh.
Be a real fan like Gus.
Did I hate attack you after this fucking show as well now? Honest to God. Oh, dear. Didn't give him any ideas. Right, let's crack on with the show. We're going to start with our MBE Valeting Services sponsor, Two Way Watch. So, wee bit of news on Two Way Watch. Mr. Gary Kelly leaving the Dundee Rockets and going back to Aberdeen Lynx alongside Dom Jagler. No games for Aberdeen at the weekend. There's none scheduled. The Kestrels with Josh Saunders, their game got cancelled. They were meant to be in North Ayr, and with the weather, wasn't going to happen. But he did play. He did get a couple of shifts with the Stars on Saturday night. We'll come to the game review for that in a second. But a couple of shifts, a couple of shots, almost scored. And I was so willing that to go in on that one time when he had in front of the goal.
For what I've seen, he was bigger than what I thought he was going to be, being honest with you. But he was a lot more confident than what I thought he was going to be. You know, when sort of when young guys come up on two ways, they sort of go, again, they go in their shell. But I thought for the few shifts that he got, I thought he did really well. And again, when it's young guys on two ways, they sometimes didn't want to shoot the puck in case, you don't really shoot, you just play it around the back of the net. But no, I thought he'd done really well. A couple of shots on goal. Wasn't frightened to get in amongst it. So, yeah,
and
I thought it was again, a decent sort of real debut, shall we say.
Yeah. And again, had to play forward and he's a D-man.
Yeah.
The thing for me, which I thought was quite funny, was he didn't, you know, he's a young Brit. He does the play games for the club. He's obviously at training, but he's a D-man. He's jumped in as a forward. And he didn't look like he got in anybody's way or he was out of place. Like, straight away, it was just like he slotted into what the system was, which was great to see for, again, for a young laddie who isn't a forward and probably won't train as a forward at training unless, for numbers or whatever, he maybe makes it up.
Yeah, I would probably say based on, you never know, because if the Kessels had a game, that was a last-minute thing, but he'd have probably not been training as a forward, even if he wasn't training, I don't know. But you're 100% right. He came in and he just slotted in, knew where he had to be, knew what he had to do, and done it with confidence. And I thought, hats off to the young guy. He done really well. But Gary Kelly, with him moving back to Aberdeen, what happens with him now?
I think he's still going to be on a two-way because.
So Ed asked the question that on when the Lynx had put it up that he'd returned, and Ed asked the question, is he still on the two-way with Stars? And Nadie's answered the question. I don't know.
I assume he would be. There's guys that we've had on two-ways down south before that were with Solway, then moved out to an English club and they were still on a two-way with us. We just picked them up from wherever they were.
Yeah.
But looking back to Josh, so far this season, senior, I have some stats. I know you love your stats.
Love a stat.
He
love a stat.
Is the third top penalty minute taker for the Kestrels this year with 16 penalty minutes. He is the fifth top goal scorer with 3. And he is top assists this season for the Kestrels with 9. 12 not points bad, yeah. For the D-man.
Yeah.
And from what we, obviously, at the pre-season show when we discussed all the players and that, what we got, the feedback that we got from someone who obviously has seen him quite a lot was that he's a good, solid, stay-at-home, steady D-man. Putting up these figures, these numbers, he looks like he's a two-way now.
Yeah. As I say, I was impressed from his limited ice time that he got on Saturday, I was impressed by the young lad, yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I really do. And I'm hoping that certainly, I'm hoping that Fife didn't take him, but he didn't play any Brits, so it might be a good thing for us that he might be a future elite league regular if we can certainly hold on to him and give him the ice time.
I'd like to think that if the Kessels are in the plane and the injuries that we've got, that he would be on the bench more times than not, you know? I think he deserves it based on what we've seen so far. And he'll know he's going to get limited ice time. But there's always that sort of thing. And Harams took a penalty, the misconduct. And what did they do? They sent Josh across to sit the other 2 minutes.
But never sat it.
But then, how? Oh, because then they moved somebody else out and all that shite. But
it was just Harams to serve both of it.
Yeah. But he was the guy that was going to go. So I always think that, to me, you're better up bulking up your bench.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to play everybody. And if the Kessels are playing, I'd like to think, if we were playing, give him his jersey and explain the situation to Laddie. And I think he'd be more than willing to go and sit on the bench and get a couple of minutes, and then that would be it. Yeah. Shows willingness for me.
No, definitely. And I say, I think he is a really good up-and-coming player. So hopefully he does get that chance. So that is our two-way watch. Obviously, no Aberdeen game, just the one for Josh, which was us, for a change. So,
yeah.
Speaking of us, seniors' phones vibrating in the background there. We are now on the 51 Cuff sponsored game reviews. So senior was back. And it was the Coventry Blaze at home on the Saturday night. So Stars took the lead through the boss, Brett Gravel, assisted by Yamamoto and Ingalls at 4:12. Nick Seitz equalised We scored second. Brendan Harms, I had a wee bit of number dyslexia there. Brendan Harms at 4:51, assisted by Pouncey and Sekos, made it 2. Nick Seitz, 20 seconds later, at 5:01, made it
10 seconds.
One. Is it 10? You said to me at the game, 20 seconds. That's how it's in my head.
Fucking blame me. You've got it in front of you.
Hell that I'm not reading. I'm not really calculating numbers. I'm just reading, right? But senior said it at the game, fucking 20 seconds later, for fuck's sake. Those exact words, by the way.
Senior getting the blame again.
Oleg Sonch made it 3, assisted by O'Connor and Yamamoto at 35:10. Nick Seitz got his second at 45:20. Terence Amorosa at 55:06 tied the game. No goals in overtime. Went to a shootout. Kim Talberg with the shootout winner. 4-3 to the Blaze.
Yeah, disappointing. Being honest with you, probably agree with the coach.
Control of the game.
Yeah, we should never have lost that game. Should never have lost that game in a million years. For 40 minutes, we absolutely fucking dominated them.
Yeah,
and even with the usual, we score. Oh, and within seconds they score. I still never felt we were. It was going to really do any harm. And then even going at, we'll go 2-0 up, we'll go 3-1 up. I'm thinking, there's only one way this game's going to go, because it was so fucking dominant. Shots, possession, everything. And then I just did not see what was going to happen in the third period. It was like we just stopped doing what we'd been doing the first two periods. And even at 3-2, I thought, we'll be okay. I'll maybe sit at 3-2, we'll probably get the empty net and we'll win at 4-2. And then it didn't happen. And then they equalise. And then when they equalise, you suddenly think, there's only one team going to win this, and by this time it's no us. And unfortunately, it went to penalties. Then it's a lottery when it goes to penalties. Anybody could win. I just think, for the penalties, I thought it wasn't a case of they were sort of like bad penalties. I think that their penalties, some of the shots that they took were just fucking ridiculous. I think it was the boy Seitz. I think it was his. He's a player, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it was him that stuck it right up over the shoulder of Sabo, who wasn't the first player to stick it up over the shoulder of Sabo, by the way. That was an absolute snipe. I think the goals that they scored, I think every one of them probably went that way.
The three of their 5 penalty shots they scored, all 3 went blocker side. They'd sussed it out. Quick to the blocker side. Yet again against Coventry, We've not allowed that many shots on goal, and they've came away with a point. 2 points in this case, but came away at least a point. I think Sabo will probably want possibly two of the three back. But yeah, I don't. He wasn't tested at all the whole game, and they come away with 2 points.
I know that, and that's the frustrating thing about it. And how many times have I said it? We're consistently inconsistent. And that's probably why nearly every year we hang around about fifth and sixth place, and then we're beginning to drop down the standings because we're dropping points that we shouldn't have dropped points in yeah. games, right? So we should have won that game. So we got 1 point. We should have won it. We'd be a point better off. We got bit at home from Guildford. You win that game, you're another 2 points up the standings. You go to Manchester, which is a difficult place, being honest with you. But even if you pick up 1 point, if you pick up the two, all of a sudden you're level with Belfast. Mm-hmm. And yeah. that's the difference.
Yeah. One thing I do need to call out from the game is a certain someone making it all about him again. Mr. fucking Dalton.
Oh, he's a knob.
Absolutely terrible.
And he'd done it early doors day. Like, if you're on skates, right, or even running, and somebody puts their hand around your throat,
yep.
type of
round
thing,
your neck. Yeah,
and
your
pulls
neck,
your back, head. Right, you're going to fall. You're going to fall, right? Embellishment. I've never seen such shite in my life. Honestly,
yeah.
I never watched
the highlights back. I forgot to watch it back, so hopefully see it. But yeah, a ridiculous call. Which, yeah, and then again the calls that he makes. It's always like he wants to make the controversial call. To see what happens or see the reaction. And he calls the slash on Harms in front of the goal. It's no slap. It's a wee, there's sticks. You know, the guy standing cross-checking, and he flicks the stick. His stick goes down, calls a slash on it.
Yeah.
You call the first two or three cross-checks and he's back. Doesn't it happen?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's just all about him. He'll no speak to the coaches. He spoke to O'Connor at one point, but that's probably because O'Connor's reputation goes in front of everything else.
Yeah.
But if that's Chris Ingle speaking, you know, just a local Brit, you would not speak to him.
No.
He didn't even want to speak to the captain at one point.
I just think he's just so arrogant. Yeah. I don't think that he's got beef with Dundee. I just think he's. It's just
shite.
Like, eh, that is it. And I'm know somebody that can really skate, that can the rules with ice hockey and stuff like that, and can be a referee, and you'll get out of that. Well, if you could do any better, go and do it. No. He's there to do a job, right? And he's not doing it well. Yeah. And more times than not, when he comes to Dundee, he doesn't do his job well.
No.
Is that down to training? Is it down to the lack of officials where he knows that he's going to get games all the time? But although we are team stripes on this occasion, I must admit I do agree with you. I thought he had a bottle of shocker.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. And again, as much as you know, I always think about a certain other official that he was on with that night, it's very, very poor. But he made him even worse because how bad his performance was. There's only so much you can get carried through a game with another official. And if the experienced official isn't being on his game, but it's the other one down. Then you've got the Lino, who missed so many offsides.
Yeah.
Because he's not paying attention or he's standing watching. And he jumps down a line and then doesn't call it, and Scott's got to call it for the fucking halfway line.
Yeah.
Because he's not paying attention.
And see the offsides. Like we were obviously sitting no far away from that blue line, and that went both ways, by the way. This was no just offsides getting called against Coventry. This, I'll be honest with you, not getting called against Coventry. This was offsides not getting called against us, because we sat and we were like, oh, yeah, fucking, that's miles offside. Oh, well.
Yeah.
One of
the best ones for me for Dalton on Saturday was when everyone, including Mark, shouted too many men. And he pointed at the bench as if to say, they're standing at the bench, they're jumping over the bench. There was fucking 8 of them on the ice, though. There's 3 boys trying to jump over a bench, 5 on the ice. One of those players that's jumped over has picked the puck up. There's 8 of them on the fucking ice. Surely you've got to call it. It doesn't matter where they're standing. Surely you've got to call it if there's 8 people there and one of the new players is the one that's is collecting the puck.
Yeah, it's just... It's no.
If it's maybe 6, if it's maybe 6 and that one boy's trying to jump over, okay, let it go. There was 8. There's actually 8 on the ice.
Well, listen, we've got Belfast this week. Do you think he's going to be a referee in our game against Belfast?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe he'll get on the team bus.
So it was disappointing.
For 40 minutes, we played really, really well. And then we just sort of, fell away, shall we say. And
yeah,
ended up losing it. We snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, as they say.
Yeah. So going into that, I think we're all a little bit like, oh shit, what's going to happen? We go into Sheffield on Sunday. Stars went 1-0 up again through Philippe Songe, assisted by Gravel and Dow at 6:57. Stars made it 2 on the power play from Cole McDonald, assisted by Yamamoto and O'Connor at 25:08. Sheffield pulling back through Mark Olivier Valrand at 32:24. But it was our turn to score straight away through Dominic Alberga, assisted by Harms and O'Connor at 33:09. Sheffield pulling back again through Maxim Golod at 36:16. And the boy himself and the man of the weekend, not the man of the match, the man of the weekend, Keanu Yamamoto, assisted by Songe and Gravel at 55:08, giving Stars a 4-2 victory, 2 points back up the road. But senior, what about this man?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's been fantastic. And I think Gravel's come on to the game as well. And is it a coincidence that Sanchez came back, Sanchez went on that line, and all of a sudden these 3 guys have started racking up points like no one's business? But Yamamoto was amazing at the weekend. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. It's been his best weekend since he signed, by far.
So the weekend before, which was the Manchester and Guildford one, I'm not too sure about the Manchester one. Certainly the Guildford one, he was maybe one of only players that could have got pass marks from that performance. And then you come in at the Saturday, Sunday. And I think, senior, obviously, we've not done our man of the match on the Saturday, so we could do it right now. I take it you're going to go with Yama.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I thought he was going with that one.
Two man of the matches in a row, Saturday, Sunday, racking up the points. Obviously, the boss, Gravel, as well, he's starting to put them in. But Yama's just, I say he's like a new player, but it's also the player that I've been saying it throughout the season. He's maybe not been putting up the points, but he's always buzzing about there, doing something. And he was getting a bit of a hard time at the start of the season. But certainly now he's putting up those points. He's really showing, I think, what we thought he was going to do at the start.
Same with him and Gravel. They played together last season. They've basically came over together, and you're thinking they're going to hit the ground running because they know one another. yeah, that's probably true, but they didn't know anybody else. It's just maybe took them that wee bit longer to settle in. And then you add wee Sonchi into that. And I think the way they're working it, I think it's Yamamoto being the centre for those two.
Yeah.
I think Sonchi's moved to the wing.
Yeah.
And Yamamoto's became the centre. And you could see the three of them are so connected. Every time they hit that ice, but you know what? It's good to see. I'm the same as you. His brother's played in the NHL, eh? So you probably come with a wee bit of a reputation just because your brother plays in the NHL. Yeah. You're going to be the superstar as well. But he is beginning to start lighting it up, and I couldn't be happier for that guy, eh? Because like you, it just wasn't a. We thought he would maybe be a points machine, and the points didn't happen. But he worked hard. And he made mistakes, but he made mistakes working hard and trying things. And you can't argue with that. And if things happen, if he makes mistakes or things don't come off, but he never stopped trying. And that's what I like to put him. So it's good to see him getting rewarded for it. And yeah, I'll long may it continue, eh?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, well-deserved. Two man of the match the weekend. Yeah. I think his only thing, and I looked at these stats from, I think it was the Coventry game. The only thing is his centre is his face-off percentage is pretty poor. I think he was like 1-2 and lost 12 or something. So it obviously he'll work on that in training, but absolutely he's that's the player we thought he was going to be, and I'm glad it started to click for him. And a big shout out to Sonchi coming back as well. He's now starting to score goals all over the place, just like he never left.
That's it, you know. And again, same we have long may it continue. You always say about players, sometimes it's no good going back.
Yeah.
But he's came back and he, as you say, just slotted in as if he's never been away. I think he must be at least a point a game since he's came back, at least. I don't think there's a game he's played in where he's not got a goal or an assist since he's came back.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get it up here as we speak to see if it is a point of game.
Would you like me to keep speaking so we've not got any dead air, like, you know what I mean? Because what I could say is, this is episode 99, and get Junior, the messages came through. The guest has confirmed.
Yes, it has confirmed.
100.
Yeah, 7.7 games, 5-2.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
But yeah, so guess through for next week on episode 100.
Confirmed.
Special guest next week, folks. Breaking news there from Senior halfway through the show.
And because it's me that's broke the news, right, I'm going to say it now. It's not Robert Dowd. Okay. I just want to put it out there. It's not Robert Dowd. Okay.
Okay. So even if
I wouldn't have done that for episode 100.
He wouldn't have come on because he'll still be greeting for last week's result. And two, and this is going to be, this is my favourite point. The Teddy toss is against Sheffield and M fucking hitting him in the head with it.
If it's anything like your shots when you used to play basketball, you're fucking missing, that's for sure.
That's why I coached senior, never played. However,
the Sheffield game, right, how often are they going to bleat about, but Dowdy didn't play, and so-and-so didn't play, and so-and-so was injured, and somebody was playing hurt. I looked at that, right, and listened to that, and then I listened to Mark's interview for the Coventry game when he was asked about, you know, do you think it was tiredness with the short bench and the injuries and players missing? And his words were, that's a poor excuse. Yeah. So
it's
night and day. It's absolutely night and day.
And the thing is, it's probably true that it will be a small factor in it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're not going to use it as an excuse. No. And we never have. Like Dundee never have. You know, we're a line shot, right? Still, and add O'Brien into that because of, like, we can only play three. We're carrying extra imports. We can only play three of the four, but we're four imports out. So you've got a full line of three players out right now.
Yeah.
And Pouliot's obviously just back. So, yeah.
I don't know.
But aye, so it was.
And if we want to be pedantic about it, we played our backup against them.
Yeah. Well, they played their backup against us, senior, and then they put their new goalie in last night and he got pumped as well.
Yeah, seen that. Oops.
I think it was 6-0 at one point.
It was.
But yeah. It was a big bounce back result, considering that we feel that we should have won on the Saturday night. Long trip down to Sheffield, pick up the 2 points, back up. We had a 3-point weekend. And I think at the start of the weekend.
Definitely. You'd have took that. We'd have probably thought, if anything, that we would go the other way, where we would beat Coventry and, we're taking overtime loss or a shootout loss down in Sheffield, we'd be delighted with it. But for it to go the opposite way was just magnificent.
Yeah. So, league standings then. Fife, still the best team in the league at holding up everybody else. 4 points through 14 games. Glasgow on 8 through 14. Manchester on 8 through 13. Nottingham just below the Stars in 7th with 12 points to 13. Stars in 6th place, 13 points through 14. Belfast at the middle of the pack, 16 points through 12. Looking up Sheffield, 18 points through 12 games. Guildford in 3rd after a bit of a shaky start to the season for them with 19 points through 14. Level on points with Coventry, who are in 2nd place with a game in hand on Guildford. And then top of the league still is the Cardiff Devils with 24 points through 15 games. Yeah.
It could have been better, eh? It's fine. It's we're not 10, 9, or 8. And it just could have been that little bit better if we had not dropped silly points and lost games that we were leading in and things like that. But yeah, and listen, there's a long way to go. We've always said that. I think we've played two games more in Belfast, so I think it's probably imperative that if we want to be challenging in a round about those fourth, fifth, and sixth places, say that we've got to beat Belfast this weekend. I think it's 3 points behind, and then we'll get it down to one, and then see what happens for there.
Yeah, no, definitely, senior. It is time for your good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well, listen, the good could only be one thing, could it? It could, and it's not even the good. It should be the great, the bad, and the ugly, and that is the great result that the guys had in Sheffield on Sunday. After the game on Saturday, well, they probably would have been bitterly disappointed. They didn't go down there with their heads down and, woe betide us, and we should have won that game. We've lost. They just went down and they done a job on a team who were in the last 16 of the CHL, let's be honest with you. So to go down there and win 4-2 was brilliant. I think the bad is the Blaze game. We were leading twice, 2-0 up, 3-1 up, and it shouldn't have got there to how it finished. We should have got the game done and dusted at the early doors and then could have maybe sat in cruise control for the third period, but we didn't, and we ended up losing it. So that's the bad. And the ugly is probably still the injuries. Big players missing. You know, Jake Elmer's out now. I think Mark says he's maybe looking at Jake and Cameron Kiley coming back in 2 weeks' time. Tonge is someone like 2 months and Brogan's done for the season. So I'd be interested to see if we do go and get reinforcements. I know that Mark said he is looking. He could go and get boys. But there's no point in just signing somebody for the sake of signing somebody. But, yeah, so that would be it. The good Sheffield result, the bad was the Blaze result, and the ugly is the sort of ongoing injury situation.
Yeah. Fabulous. Does bring us into our Liam Mean Tattoo-sponsored game preview. So, obviously, Saturday night, we are at home to the Belfast Giants. We've seen Belfast obviously a lot so far this season with Challenge Cup, a couple of league games as well already. Looking at them again, we know what we're getting with them, but Barriga now top point scorer for them, 17 points in 12 games. He's also their top goal scorer, so 9 goals and 8 assists. Conway just below him with 16 points, and obviously JJ with 12. JJ's starting to put up the points again after a bit of a slow start for him, I think, at the start of the season.
Yeah.
But obviously, Conway coming back, putting up points over the place. I'm hoping that Toby is the ref to give him his normal abusive official penalty. Maybe that's what it is. Be Dalton and Toby.
Exactly, yeah. Dalton will call it against us and Toby will just call it against Conway.
But yeah.
You know what? See Belfast, right? They're probably the same as us. They're probably more disappointed than us with the start of their season. And I know that we've been disappointed at specific games, but one thing I have noticed about it, and we always say that when he played for us, was Barriga as a player, right?
Yeah.
And he's beginning to show just how good a player he is when he's going into one of the top teams. And he's suddenly the top goal scorer. Personally, for the guy, I hope it continues, but I hope it really doesn't continue because you're not wanting him to be that good, especially against us. But I think they're there for the taking. I honestly do. You know, the hub got strength and depth all the way down. You know, you talked about Conway, you talked about JJ Pickenich. Mark Cooper loves a few points against us. Kieran Long tends to chip in wee points against us for some reason. But I think if we play the way we played the first 40 minutes against Coventry and probably the 60 minutes we played against Sheffield, we've got every opportunity of beating them. They are beatable.
Yeah.
And I think we are capable of beating them. That is it for this year. The other thing is, for me, for ourselves, I think Mark's got an interesting choice to make about the netminder who starts against Belfast. I've got my own opinion.
I think
opinion.
It's Sabo.
I've got my opinion, and my opinion is it's not Sabo.
I think it will be Sabo. You'll do Sabo the home game, I think, again, and not on him away. It'll be Fisk.
Yeah. I've noticed over sort of the season, right? And this is no slighting Richard Sabo by any means, right? Both their starts are quite sort of mid to high 80s, shall we say, right? But they've got to get up. They've got to get in the 90s for the team to get up the league a wee bit, right? I always look at it, and I think the team, this is just my opinion, the team feel more comfortable with Fisk in the goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I could see on the ice. The decor look a wee bit more confident when Fisk plays in the goal. I'll be honest with you, I feel confident with Fisk in the goal. And I think it's just because he's a big, big body and he fills that goal. But he can still move about. I think Mark has got an interesting choice to make. I probably agree with what you're saying. I think Richard will probably start. But if it was me that was there, I would start Jarrett. Honestly, would.
Yeah.
And I think he maybe gives us a better chance to win against somebody like a Belfast.
Yeah. Just to say that we're speaking about Barriga there as well. I still don't know why we don't do it. Whenever Barriga played for Dundee, first couple of shifts, somebody'd hit him. And he'd foul the game. How do we know that? How does Pouliot just go right through?
Well, come on. It's Pouliot's been out a few, another kind of Pouliot's maybe played every game against Belfast, but Pouliot will be playing this weekend. This is maybe the weekend we should do it. Because let's be honest, they're not going to go with Pouliot. They might want to go with him if he really put lays right into him, or if somebody lays right into him, but Pouliot's always there, you know? So
yeah,
I would probably think, like, you look at Wee Sanchez getting in amongst it just now. Yes, but that was the Philippe Sanchez, it was with us.
Yeah, Harms previously. Back to being Harms.
Harms was back to being Harms again. And that's what you're needing. And you need them to be like that against Barriga. And and just get in about them and just niggle at them. But you're right. Barriga didn't really like the physical side of the game. And if a team put a big hit in on Barriga, he sort of tended to drift out the game a wee bit. You don't want to see him get hurt, obviously. But no. It's one of those things that it's a physical game, so let's be physical and be physical against their skilled players. And one, you've got to catch them first to be physical against them, but yeah.
Yeah. Prediction.
Four, three Stars overtime.
Oh, I just went 4-3 Giants overtime.
We're taking the
4 Stars over time. Sunday, early face off. We're usually like 4 o'clock on a Sunday in Nottingham. Listen, I was looking at the stats for it. Obviously, Henbrandt and Alfaro both 11 points through 13 games. The amount of shots they've put up in those 13 games, it's something like 60 shots or something in the 13 games. Like 60 and 45 for both. Mm-hmm. They like to shoot the puck a bit. And I was like, in those 13 games they've played, they've had 392 shots for and 386 shots against. However, I was looking at it thinking, that's a lot of shots that they like to take. I then looked at our shots. We've taken 498 shots and allowed 449 shots against. So I was thinking they like to shoot the puck. I do think they like to shoot the puck, but we certainly like to pepper them more. So again, for me, they've got an all right goalie. I think they had two saves and saves of the week this week, the Nottingham goalie. But certainly, I'd just be throwing the puck on net against them on Sunday.
Definitely.
They obviously like to concede a lot of shots, same as us, but they like to concede a lot of shots. So throw it.
We might be what I get a wee visitor.
Have we got Bonnie?
Hello.
So Bonnie's obviously come in.
Yeah. For those who can't see, who don't watch it, the dog has just came in, jumped on my knee and started kissing us.
So with a wee coat on that says, I've just had my first surgery.
Yeah. My name is Bonnie. I've just had surgery. So she's been missing her dad because she's feeling sorry for herself because she had surgery a couple of days ago. So, but she's fine, look, and she'll come back on again. But we'll just go junior. But we'll just crack on. There she is, look.
So, Henbrandt and Alfaro, obviously, kind of their main guys. A couple of other guys here to put up points. But what's your prediction?
Unfortunately, and I know the last time we went in there, we won. I think we're going to lose this time. I think we're going to lose 4-1.
So I've went 4-2 Stars.
Well, there
so
you go.
So I've got us with a 3-point weekend. Senior's got us with 2. And it brings us off to round off the show nicely with our Slimming World with Stella sponsored on this day. The 28th of November, we had one signing in 2014. It was a terrible season. It was the season after we won the conference. We had guys like Chris Blight. We had someone who left 2 days before this signing, and Matt Ryan. On this day,
signed big. They were big players, eh? They were big names coming to it.
Yeah,
back then, eh?
Lumped him.
Yeah. So you've got Blight, We the Devils. Plin, we the Devils. Matt Ryan, Nottingham Panthers.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. So who was
on this day? 2014, we signed Sean Ringrose.
He was a decent player.
He was probably one of the better players that season too, and came in halfway through. Sean Ringrose signed on this day in 2014. Three games on this day. First off, in 2015, we've got no goal scorers, but I'm pretty sure there was probably a shorthanded goal in here against me. We had an away league win at the Manchester Storm by 6-4.
Definitely no goal shorthanded in amongst that.
Elite League messed up, but there's bound to be a shorthanded goal in there somewhere.
Yeah.
In 2018, senior, we had a home, I remember this game, home Challenge Cup quarter-final first leg loss to the Belfast Giants by 8-0. And we didn't go. I watched it on the webcast instead in the house in Carnoustie.
How did we not go?
Because it was midweek, it was a late face off, and we were still getting charged.
We probably had to bite again, and we knew we were getting hammered late now.
Yeah,
okay, fair dues. That's how we never went. However, we could have said we were working, but
however, we did get some retribution against the Belfast Giants on this day in 2021. We had an away league win at the Belfast Giants by 3-2. Goals by Charlie Combs, Connor Sills, and the game-winning goal by Captain Fantastic himself. And I'm going to do it just for our Belfast friends. Dryden Dow with a game winner, a 3-2 victory in Belfast on this day.
It's a sign for this weekend.
I don't know. What? The 8-9 or the 3-2 win?
The 3-2 win.
So, yes, and that is on this day. Senior, that's the end of our last double figure episode.
Yeah. Outstanding.
The big three next week.
Yeah, the big three, 100. And a guest. We had a guest this week. She doesn't say much, but...
Well, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, guest next week. Is a former Stars player, of course. Been around the league just a little bit. Few clubs. Few trophies. Maybe even a trophy with the Stars at one point.
Tough as fuck.
Few fights. Few penalty minutes. Just a few penalty minutes.
Just a few.
But yeah, believe it with that. But
yeah.
Listen, it's good to be back, senior. Good to have you back, Tenerife.
Yeah.
Get a wee bit of normality back in my week of recording a show and getting it out. But yeah, senior, 2 points for us this weekend. I've got we're having three. Let's hope it's four. That'd be even better. Exactly. And then we can sit here on episode 100. That's it. Episode 100 with a guest on a 4-point episode. Enjoy your week, folks. And we will see you at the weekend. Speak to you next week. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up.